like things easy peasy. So when I need a few things, I go to Walgreens. Because schlepping my way through the grocery store when all I want is milk isn't my idea of a good time. Good thing Walgreens is just around the corner, so I can pop in for essentials like milk, paper towels, and toothpaste. Easiest errand ever. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with Card, find great deals on Special K cereal and snack bars for $4.49 each. And McCafe coffee at $6.99 each.
It's refund season, America. And this year, Block will get you your maximum refund plus a chance to win $1,000. 1,000 people win $1,000 every day at Block. That's $1 million a day. But it's only here for a limited time. So what are you waiting for? Come into Block and get your money. And maybe $1,000, too. It's refund season.
No purchase necessary. For rules and alternate method of entry, visit hrblock.com/grant. Open to legal U.S. residents age 18 plus. Enter January 4th through February 15th. 32,000 total winners. Void where prohibited. Not everyone gets a refund.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
The month in.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock for the Score Update Studio. Bulls win. Pau Gasol, 31 points and 12 rebounds as the Bulls beat Detroit 111-101. It's Gasol's 30th career 30-point and at least 10-rebound game. Off the court, the Bulls mourning the death of former assistant coach Johnny Bach, who helped put together the Doberman defense that led to the Bulls' first three championships. Former Bulls GM Jerry Krause joining Boers and Bernstein earlier today.
John was a good guy to be around. He would have been a good neighbor if he were his neighbor. He's a great guy to have on our staff. And certainly, we had a lot of fine years together.
Johnny Bach was 91 years old. On the scoreboard, Kemba Walker, 52 points as the Hornets knock off the Jazz 124-119 in two overtimes. Knicks beat the Sixers 119-113 in two overtimes. Kristaps Porzingis, 16 points, 12 rebounds. Blazers over the Wizards 108-98. Grizzlies 101, Pelicans 99. And in the second quarter, the Hawks lead the Magic 42-29. Hockey, the Blackhawks are off in Nashville tomorrow. The Hawks will be going for a team record 12th straight victory. The Hawks lead the Central by 3 points over Dallas. Football, the Eagles make it official. Former quarterback Doug Peterson is their new head coach. Peterson had been Andy Reid's offensive coordinator in Kansas City, and the Chiefs reportedly replacing him with former Vikings head coach Brad Childress. College basketball, Oklahoma is the number one team in this week's Associated Press Top 25. It's the first time the Sooners have been atop the poll since the 1989-90 season. Oregon State suspends forward Jamal Reed for a minimum of 4 games. He tripped a ref on purpose during a game yesterday. Tennis, day one, Australian Open. The top seeds both advancing, Serena Williams and Novak Djokovic, also winning today, Roger Federer and Petra Kvitova. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Auto, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. Get covered, Illinois. Don't forget, you must enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Visit gogetcoveredillinois.gov for more details. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This are brought to you by Sunrise Chevy at Glendale Heights.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Boers and Bernstein.
This is real radio.
Jerry Krause, the former general manager of the Chicago Bulls.
Your association with Johnny Bach, what a guy.
Well, he was a different individual, and he was a very bright individual, very cerebral, enjoyed life to the hilt. He had very good, innovative ideas. He was a guy who was not afraid to take chances, had a great partner. in your drafting horse camp, showed me some things on tape that I had not seen. Said, Jerry, I think we can make this guy a special player defensively. We went ahead and followed John's advice and took course.
Boers and Bernstein.
I live in the city. I listen to you guys a lot.
No, that's bad for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Max isn't Palatine on the score.
If I remember right, early in the year, you guys pretty much wrote off Larry Fitzgerald of the Arizona. Yes, you did.
Who did and when? We never talked about him.
Yes, you guys did.
When?
Absolutely.
When and who said what?
Maybe both of you, but definitely Dan, that he was pretty much not going to be productive. And
When was this? When did we talk about Larry Fitzgerald?
Early in the year.
No, you're making this up.
You wrote him off?
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay, well, that's a stupid-ass thing.
Good. A dumbass. No way. Imaginary radio.
No one said a job is supposed to be easy.
No one said it's supposed to be that hard, neither.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I suppose we actually did have a week to do it because the Bears did have that game with Arizona that didn't turn out well. If you recall that one, that did not turn out well.
Correct.
That would have been about the only time during the course of that week I would think we'd ever discuss Larry Fitzgerald, right? There'd be no other reason to.
Didn't. And the numbers are the numbers. He played every game and played great. So at that point,
I don't recall that conversation, but sometimes if somebody say, well, you know, you told that guy you didn't say it and you said it. Now I'll have somebody say, you know that for sure?
I don't recall saying anything about Larry Fitzgerald.
No. It'd have been that week, though, because there'd been no reason that to come up unless it was that game against, and Arizona did that to a lot of teams in the Bears division. That just kind of like, I'm going to smoke you, go away, please leave me alone.
Can the Bulls trade Pau Gasol right now?
I want right now.
Like get on the phone immediately. Hey, did you see that? See all these vines going around? I'm running by everybody, knocking out shots. How about a first round pick, huh? Be a nice second unit score for you. See if you can do that. Just take advantage of this. Get the Bulls closer to a championship and see if you can move Pau Gasol. Ryan is in Yorkville. He's on the score. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, good evening, guys. This is a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Okay, hey.
I heard you guys talk about, like, Noah and Gasol. And me and my friends, you know, we always talk about the Bulls, like, for, like, the last 5 years on, you can't get past that next stage. What are they missing? What should they do? You get a lot of rumors about trades and
right.
What the Bulls should do and never do anything. So my question to you guys is, what do you think they should do or who they should trade to get somebody? And, like, they need, like, one more superstar to get over.
Okay, hold on.
No.
First of all, any trades that are made now are going to be for the long term. There's no single guy you can add to this team to make them a contender.
Right.
This window's closed. You got to work on the next one. You got to work on some kind of on-the-fly rebuild that brings in more Hoiberg-friendly players. It's going to be a little easier with Noah out to play the kind of tempo he wants to play and space the floor the way he wants to space it. But there's no one move. Right now, you're going to sell off some pieces for some future assets, potentially. But other than landing Kevin Durant, there isn't much you can do to radically alter your trajectory.
Okay, let me ask you this really quick. Do you guys think, you know, with the salary and, like, who they're paying big amounts to that aren't performing well? I mean, for instance, I don't know what's going to happen with him. Who knows? We'll see what at the end of next year. Derrick Rose, he wants a max contract after his final year. Do you think he's going to get that with Chicago? I don't
know.
Of course, not going to get it anywhere.
No, nobody's going to give it to
Everybody
him.
Everybody has televisions.
No, nobody's going to give him any max contract. He's going to have to – he won't start to go to meetings yet, but he won't have quite as much money when he goes to them.
Exactly.
He's not a max contract.
No, come on. That ship sailed.
Yeah, ship is gone.
The boat's gone. The ship's gone. It's all gone. So
all of it's gone.
He's not part of it. So don't worry about Rose. Rose is a non-issue.
Right. Okay. So this salary that they can open and then they can invest in the player that they need to compete.
Don't worry about that either. The cap is ballooning. They will not be limited.
They're rich.
They will not be limited by the cap.
No. But you still need that player. You're not going to get him in a trade. You're not going to. So you have to start trading some of these assets, build up some kind of picks, and then you make the push next year for Durant or the later this year. I think Durant is his free agent year.
All you can do is ride out the end of the peak of LeBron James, and as he starts to erode, hope that the East opens up for you and that some other team doesn't beat you to competitiveness.
Yeah, we got to call our buddy in OKC and talk a little bit about Kevin Durant because I saw a quote from him today that he was talking to the media again.
Okay.
And I didn't know he wasn't. Did you?
I didn't either. I didn't know he was.
He said, I wasn't mad at y'all. I just didn't want to talk. So I'm thinking, what the hell happened? I mean, what happened to the guy? Remember when the guy was like second year? He was the most beloved figure in America. He was cuddling everything. He was great. And then all of a sudden, you know, as you head into this free agent year, which is going to, oh boy. I mean, I just maybe a little catch up with him before the week's over, because I can't figure out exactly where he's coming from. If he's been quiet, if he hasn't said anything, he doesn't want to talk. I mean, he probably is sick of being asked, as they all get. Sooner or later, it's enough already. But yeah, that's your hope.
Oh, and can I ask a dumb question? You know,
you got to call first.
If
you go in there and call me, I'll answer it for you.
Okay, this is my dumb question, and sometimes this happens to me where like there's a product or something that I notice, like it's been around for a while, but I don't.
A product.
Just something like something I see, something you see in your just everyday life that you hadn't seen it before, and it's possible it's always been there.
Okay.
And then once you notice it, you then start to see it everywhere.
All right.
First, it was like the women walking around with the Lululemon bags, and I never knew it. Now it's like every woman you see is for some reason holding a Lululemon bag. The other brand that I've become unbelievably oddly aware of is Canada Goose parkas. It feels like at least every other woman I see is
that
wearing
red patch on the left arm.
Yes.
Yep.
So I'm not crazy.
No, you're not crazy. I've no idea. But yeah, I've noticed every time I turn around,
I
see a woman wearing a parka with a red patch on the left arm.
With a red patch that says Canada Goose on it.
Yeah.
And it's walking to and from work. It's walking around outside the
house.
It's
being anywhere.
Being anywhere in this city. Every single woman is wearing a Canada Goose parka. What the hell is going on?
I think it's become popular.
Why?
That's my answer. That would be my answer, Maddie. You talk to him.
What? I didn't. It just out of nowhere.
I don't really think about the product.
It sounds real warm.
Yeah. Is it expensive? Is it a really expensive coat?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes?
Yeah, judging from some of the women I've seen wearing the expensive-looking women.
Yeah, Tanny just pulled the website up here, and there's some men's parkas, and they're $825.
That's too much.
Holy God.
$825 for a coat?
I better warm my shrinking boots for $820.
I'm going to Tony Medlin's bin.
Don't worry if you're getting one for the little lady in your life. Only $775.
Oh, it's only $800. Okay, sure.
Holy
okay,
crap. Great. I never heard of it.
Man, people got lots of money spent on coats.
They must. I'm taking them all and giving them to Tony Medlin. Going to redistribute the income. I don't know why I have to say it like that. I just do.
You can survive. You're okay.
Actually, I feel better now because I thought this was going to be one of those things where, come on, Dan, those things have been everywhere.
Every time you turn around, you see somebody wearing it.
Okay. For you to agree with me,
painful.
This really has to be true then.
That's painful.
Okay, good. I feel better.
For $800, you better do something.
So I'm not crazy.
Is that it right there, too? Is that the logo? I have Twitter right here. I'm just seeing this picture just posted. I can't tell. I don't know if that's it or not. But it's just funny. As we're talking about this, up on Twitter right now, a CSN producer posted a picture of a WGN reporter wearing one of these jackets.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, you're making big WGN money, huh?
I got to get out more.
Well, no, you don't.
I got to go to the store.
Don't. I wouldn't.
It's a coat drive. No? And that's
stay
a
home
store?
As much as possible. Yeah, there's no reason to go out.
Okay. Yeah, why are you even here today?
I didn't
think you'd be here today.
Habit.
Wearing a habit. Yeah.
I am wearing a habit.
Force of habit.
I've been preaching down the hall the day when there's nobody there. I've been teaching them the word.
What's the word?
My mission.
Well, here's something I just realized we're looking at Twitter and all the Glenn Frey stuff. I did not even realize that Glenn Frey played the Arizona Cardinals GM in Jerry Maguire.
I didn't know that either.
I had no idea.
I neither.
I thought you were going to say draft day, and I'm thinking that's your
Oh, mind. Draft day, I would know. I know draft day.
You better know draft day.
God, one of the worst movies ever.
So
terrible.
So bad.
It's so cheesy.
It's so
dumb.
Awful.
Ugh.
And I even like her, too.
And I've watched it at 15 times now, at least.
I get it.
I'm at a point now where it's on, and I'll click on that channel using my X1 from Xfinity, and I'll restart it to watch from the beginning.
Why do you do that?
If you were to see me watching it, you would think it's the first time I've ever seen it, because I'm just hooked on every word, just standing there. I'll stand in the kitchen and watch it.
How about the absolutely preposterous climax of that movie?
Because of all this stuff I did, I'm going to undo it all.
I had no desire when it came out to see it. And because of YouTube, I decided I'd never want to see it.
Did you see it?
So, no.
Oh.
No.
You need to.
No. So you want me to spend 2 hours with Bad?
It's one of the best worst movies ever.
You don't need to. I didn't get the same level of fun bad. Yeah,
fun bad.
No, it's not fun bad even. It's so bad. It's bad. Yeah, you just got to watch it.
I don't want to watch Traffic.
Dennis Leary is the coach.
Yep.
I mean, it's...
And he quits and he wants to get fired and then he trades away the three number one picks and three number two picks and he gets them back.
And at the end, he gets all the picks back again and gets the guy he wanted the entire time. It's terrible. Spoiler alert.
It's that Jaguars GM.
Yeah, that's the guy that he really... Yeah.
Yeah, not a good look really for him.
Fools him. So bad.
And then he's talking to Jennifer Garner. They're standing in a closet, and then they're romantically involved, and they keep going into the closet together. And then people,
she's the team capologist. And then Dennis Leary pulls her aside at lunch, and he's like, "Talk to your boyfriend for me." Like that would really happen,
right? And then they're literally talking to each other in a closet.
Well, yeah, he pulls her in the closet a few times,
repeatedly.
Just to get alone.
Oh my god,
private time.
That's their little secret private time place where they're not talking football. They're standing in the closet together.
And then you have family drama with his mom and his dad who passed. And then the ex-wife is there. And then the coach walks in. He sets the playbook on fire in his office. And just great.
Mm-hmm.
Then he demands the capologist get him a cup of coffee.
I found the movie
to be... Hey, sweetheart, give me some coffee.
I found it to be pretty helpful because they'll be like, Seattle, home of the Seahawks.
Yeah, they really let you know.
Oh, yeah.
Every time they show a city, they have to show the team that
the
plays
the split
there.
Screen stuff. And then, of course, the conversations with the GMs are like, you don't mean that. You're only saying that. What's up your sleeve? What are you hiding from me?
Hey, tell me what you don't like about him.
You really
want
to torture me, don't you? I mean, your goal is to really make me feel awful.
I don't think you're saying quite what you mean when you're trying to negotiate this trade with me.
The best part of the whole movie, though, is that the guy they're looking at is the potential number one pick, the quarterback from Wisconsin, and the guy that they want to pick, the linebacker from Ohio State, played each other. And they're reviewing the game film, and no one in this room, the entire Cleveland Browns are going to say, no one remembered that the guy they wanted, the linebacker, was kicked out of the game.
Oh, yeah.
This
is the guy you want, this knucklehead?
Right. Oh. What's missing from this play?
Wow. You know the dialogue only too well.
What's missing? Well, there's no tailback in the backfield. No. You're not seeing it. Ooh, what's the GMC that we don't see?
Let's put it on the big screen.
Where's the linebacker? Oh, yeah, he got kicked out. He did? He was kicked out of the game? I mean, come on.
All of our scouts must have missed
it. Nobody knew. Oh, you can't go giving the ball to a broad in the stands. You can't do that. That's not a girl. That's his sister, and she died 6 months later. And here's the thing. Okay, so that's what happened. So she dies 6 months later,
right? Spoiler alert.
So if it's, Wisconsin, Ohio State.
They hand the ball to Glenn Frey.
If it's Ohio, Wisconsin State, you know it's not an early game in the college season. It's later in the season.
Right.
Okay. Even though it's still nice out when they play. And the draft is, April?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So she's still alive?
So no, it's just, if it's 6 months, she just must have died. This is a top 10 pick. You don't know that his sister died of cancer? The hell are the Cleveland Browns doing?
Well, that might be realistic.
I mean, that actually sounds to me like it's pretty close.
And then Hugh Jackson walks in and
this sounds pretty close.
But I'm just saying, if you say she died 6 months later and it was during a college football season and it's a draft time right now, and she just recently had to die.
I just love at the end, you want to fire me, you can fire me after I make this pick. I'm like, no, I'm firing you right now before you make the pick.
Right.
And you tell me that's the whole point.
And the owner walks in, you're fired. No, let me make this pick first. Okay, go ahead.
No, fine, make the pick.
I picked this guy. Now you're fired. Thanks, owner.
And we don't want this guy.
Owner, a-hole owner walking around with his sunglasses on all the time. Yeah. And then he flies from New York back to Cleveland in like a half hour.
I don't know. He's at Terry's Airlines.
Yes, that's right.
He flies Air Terry. He can get half an hour right there. No problem, no issues. He's at his G6. The Boris and Bernstein
happens every time.
You have the score.
Chicago Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
The imaginary rings didn't affect their level of play under the other coach. And now this guy, it's like, wait, I only agreed to take over a push-button team. Which button do I push? Unfortunately for Fred Hoiberg, he's in way over his head.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago Sports Morning Show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com.
Come
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. It's not confusing, it's dumb. I'm talking about the NFL's overtime rules. Both teams are supposed to get the football, unless, of course, they don't. Don't believe me? The Arizona Cardinals were forced into overtime after giving up two Hail Marys to Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, and then had the ball all of two plays, scored a touchdown, and didn't even have to kick an extra point. That's because touchdowns matter more than field goals, but only on the first possession of overtime. Because you see, if both teams actually get the football, and then you kick a field goal, then a field goal is good enough to win the football game. But if you kick a field goal on the first possession of overtime, it's not good enough to win the game. Confused? You should be, because it's very simple. Either play sudden death or put time on the clock, and whoever is leading when that clock expires wins the overtime. Anything else contradicts itself in their rules. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
All right, it was a great weekend of football. Another great weekend coming up. You have Brady and Manning and Cam and Carson. Should be two really good games heading up to the big game. Hey there, football friends. It's Matt Abaticola. You know, it's not too early to start getting excited for the big game, even if your team is not in it. Xfinity is here to help. Now, right now on NFL Network on Xfinity, you can watch 30-minute recaps of every Super Bowl ever played. Recently, I watched the Bears highlights in 86. They beat the Pats 44-10. Also checked out Super Bowl 23, Niners over the Bengals, the 20-16 win. Montana, a couple touchdowns to Rice and Taylor in the fourth quarter. Also looked at Super Bowl 35 for our guy Brian Billick and their win over the Giants of New York. Plus, on the week of the big game, Xfinity is going to offer over 100 hours of coverage during that entire week. So that's good stuff if you are a big football fan. But you need to switch to Xfinity today and get the HD Premier Triple Play or get started with the X1 Double Play for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years. Now, the offer ends 3/31/16. Certain restrictions and requirements do apply. You got some time, but don't wait. Call right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit Xfinity.com.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, you're late.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8, never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Drive today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Formación y movimiento de Wilson. Ahí está Russell Wilson. Tiene el balón. Le van a caer. ¡Se desciende el balón! ¡Luke Kirk! ¡Te vas a meter! ¡Te vas a meter! ¡Touchdown! 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 ¡Eres Luke! ¡Eres Kirkley! ¡Eres el confesor! ¡Y a ti te dedico esta, mi querido confesor! ¡Que todo el mundo aplauda! ¡Que todo el mundo aplauda! ¡Sa, sa, sa! ¡Yakuza, yakuza! ¡Sa, sa, sa! ¡Yakuza, yakuza! ¡Las Panteras! ¡Las Panteras! ¡Las Panteras le ponen números al marcador!
Las Panteras indeed. Luke Kuechly's interception return for the touchdown as God has forsaken Russell Wilson once again.
That broadcast team loves Luke Kuechly.
And they tried. God tried to set it up for him. God tried, but God failed. Poor God Oh, poor God. Russell Wilson. Oh, it didn't work out for him, but Luke Kuechly's a thing, boy. That's.
Did you see this story? I just saw this on Slate.
Man. Yeah.
BuzzFeed and the BBC today came out with a deep investigation with the help of a leaked 2008 report into the sport of tennis and what's turned out to be an unholy relationship with the gambling industry. The publications found that some 28 top-level players, including Grand Slam winners, were cited by the report as suspected match fixers, intentionally tanking while organized crime syndicates in Russia and Italy profited off of huge bets. The investigation found that a core group of 16 players, all ranked in the top 50 in the world at some point, have been repeatedly flagged by investigators for suspect performances. But the Association of Tennis Professionals, ATP, did not sanction any of the players. According to the BBC, 8 of those players were entered in the first round of the Australian Open currently underway. More than 70 players' names have appeared on lists of suspected match fixers over the past decade, and none has been punished, according to BuzzFeed.
Wow.
BuzzFeed analyzed thousands of matches that have been played since the report 7 years ago, overlaid with betting patterns. So they began the investigation after devising an algorithm to analyze gambling on professional tennis matches over the past 7 years, identifying 15 players who regularly lost matches in which heavily lopsided betting appeared to substantially shift the odds, a red flag for possible match fixing. 4 players showed particularly unusual patterns, losing almost all of these red flag matches. Given the bookmaker's initial odds, the chances the players would perform that badly were less than 1 in 1,000. The suspected players were not named, but the story builds upon the investigation of a 2007 match between Russian Nikolai Davydenko and Argentine Vasilio Arguello. This is incredible. But you're talking about 28 top-level players, including Grand Slam winners?
Well, that list is pretty short. I mean, actually, if you listed all the Grand Slam winners, it's not that many people in there that have that have won a Grand Slam event. Several, but you could probably list them all. Some of the women.
Isn't this huge?
That is huge. Yeah, I'm sitting here going, what?
Isn't that's got to be a huge deal? Apparently, isn't yet. But that's a major story. See, and I want Zach to report on it so we can hear him just
read all of
the foreign tennis names as mellifluously as he always
he
does.
He does, too. He just kills it.
A thought from Rudy, who says, I never have and never wanted to see draft day until I heard the last 5 minutes of the last segment. You guys spoiling it should have been the extended trailer. If you told me that Ernie Accorsi's muskrat on his head was also on fire in addition to the playbook, I'd watch it tonight. No point do they set fire to whatever is on Stan Kroenke's head.
Stan Kroenke apparently has borrowed something.
Or Ernie Accorsi's
head. Been in Ernie's closet.
Oh, that was the other thing, too, at the Cubs convention, that I was spotting the hairpiece radar. Was just getting a workout. Yeah. Was
for some reason, I don't know why, you're good at. I'm really good at the hairpiece radar. There's not much you're really good at, but you are good at the hairpiece radar.
I am just good at it. There's certain telltale signs.
You're good at it.
That I.
So my Baffert thing wouldn't work with you.
No, that's not a hairpiece. That's real.
Well, I'll get that whole hairpiece I am for it.
Well, you can buy a wig. You want a wig, not a hairpiece.
I
hair
got a piece. Wig. I want a wig.
You want a full...
Like a big clown wig.
No, you want like what Juliana Margulies wears on The Good Wife. One of those like a $20,000 wig.
Yeah, I think it's $10,000 for that hairpiece she wears. Yeah. Because I didn't realize, I'd forgotten she's got this giant head of really curly hair, which is still there. But when she's on The Good Wife, that comes on $10,000 worth. Mm-hmm. It looks to a T, doesn't it? Never know it.
It looks better than her actual hair does.
By far.
Way better. If I were her, I'd wear that around more.
By far.
Scoreboard update.
It is 5:30 for the score.
What is your little judgmental half laugh?
No, he hates this show.
There are two people on the radio right now, not me, that should not be talking about the way people look.
I'm not talking about the way people look.
No, I just said hair. I just think that she'd be better. She looked really good with that on. We better start wearing it around more often.
Yeah.
Not even on her head.
But you're talking about the muskrat on the guy's head, Zach? That? Ernie Accorsi? He borrows it, and then Stan Kroenke comes over and gets it from him for games?
He is reshaping the NFC North.
He's
the man responsible for the Bears football hierarchy, mm-hmm. and now he's responsible for what's taking place in Detroit.
Yep.
Zach, what's up with this tennis story?
I don't know. If I had more information, I would give you more.
But he just wants to hear you read those names.
I agree with Roger Federer. When they start naming names, you will hear me pronounce those names on your show.
And Dusty Baker has come out and said it ain't stinking yet.
5:31 from the Score Update Studio.
It's all kind of thought about it for a moment. Now it puts it, goes right by.
Showing you the crossover.
Yeah, I mean, he left Drummond frozen there.
Pau Gasol leading the way with 31 points and 12 rebounds in Detroit as the Bulls beat the Pistons 111-101. Neil Funk and Stacey King with a call on WGN-TV. Derrick Rose chips in with 20 points. The Bulls are mourning the death of former assistant coach Johnny Bach, who died today at the age of 91. Bach was the defensive architect for the Bulls' first three championships.
I think what John was had very good
innovative ideas. And he was a guy who was not afraid to take chances. And we had a very athletic team. We didn't have anybody on that team that wasn't a good athlete. And John capitalized on that.
With what became known as the Doberman defense, former Bulls GM Jerry Krause sharing his memories with Boers and Bernstein earlier today. On the scoreboard, Kemba Walker scoring a Hornets record 52 points as Charlotte beats Utah 124-119 in two overtimes. Knicks using two overtimes to beat the Sixers 119-113. Grizzlies over the Pelicans 101-99. Blazers 108. Wizards 98. Third quarter, Hawks lead the Magic 54-48. Hockey, the Blackhawks lead the Central by 3 points over Dallas, thanks to a record-tying 11 straight wins. They'll go for number 12 tomorrow night in Nashville. Patrick Kane named the NHL's first star for his performance last week. He tied the league lead with 7 points.
Hey, Zach, when you say Hornets record, help me out here, because we had some movement here, and then an expansion Bobcats team that then once again became the Hornets. It's sort of like the Browns and the Ravens. Is it record for any Hornet of any kind?
A Charlotte team record, meaning the Hornets slash Bobcats.
Hornets slash Bobcats. So they retained their history even when they became the Bobcats. They retained the old Hornet history, didn't travel to New Orleans.
No, the old Hornet history traveled to New Orleans. That means all the J.R. Reed records and Muggsy Bogues and
my guy,
Alonzo Mourning, you know, Del Curry, all right, that stuff. I think is with New Orleans.
So this is
now the Pelicans.
Okay, so this is only really Bobcats and New Hornets record.
Correct.
Okay, because Kelly Trepiuka was an old Hornet, right?
Yes.
Okay,
he had a cool mustache back in the day.
Well, if you like Freddie Mercury, I guess he did.
Yeah, he was. That was odd. Kelly was something.
The new head coach in Philadelphia is former Eagles quarterback Doug Peterson, who comes over from Kansas City, where he was Andy Reid's offensive coordinator. Former Vikings head coach Brad Childress now reportedly will take over for Peterson as offensive coordinator of the Chiefs. College basketball, Oklahoma is the top team in this week's Associated Press Top 25. The Sooners, one of five different teams to be number one this season. The player who tripped the ref on purpose yesterday, Oregon State forward Jamal Reed, suspended by head coach Wayne Tinkle for a minimum of 4 games.
Just go out of your way to talk about our guy, Wayne Tinkle.
Just say it all, say all day. I love it.
It's a documented fact. Wayne Tinkle is the head coach of Oregon State. He's the man who dispensed the discipline. So Jamal Reed, again, suspended 4 games for tripping that ref on purpose.
By
Wayne Tinkle.
Thank you.
Tennis. The Australian Open is underway. Among today's winners, the top seeds Serena Williams and Novak Djokovic. Guys, breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you always save a fistful of dollars. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Es la red oficial de radio de los Carolina Cubs.
They have fun with it, man.
They do.
I like
They're
that.
They're great. It's fun.
That the Carolina Panthers Spanish broadcast, and that's how you do it. Well, we should have Joniak do more of that. Touchdown! Touchdown!
Well, there's not much of it to do.
That's true. They don't score enough. Ones and twos in the conference championships. You wouldn't want it any other way. And I think...
Yeah, what do you think? Wait a minute. You got an opinion on this? Hold on.
I think this is Peyton Manning's last football game, is what I think. Because you can get away with some of that stuff, but you give Bill Belichick a week to prepare
for that.
You're going to play cat and mouse with Mike Tomlin is one thing. Playing cat and mouse with Belichick given a week is another. And I think at some point you can't rely on tricking people. You're going to have to step into some of these throws and drive that ball. And
he can't do it.
He can't.
So will he quit or will John Elway quit him? Will he announce his retirement? Or will he be one of those guys that still feels like he can play? Because
he's
hard to read.
Yeah.
It's hard to read with him.
He can't do it anymore. And did you see the cutaways of Archie Manning?
Yeah.
You know, we always think, and I always talk about this, when we watch our kids play sports, sometimes it's really harrowing and miserable, even though it means absolutely nothing. Whatever he's playing, it doesn't mean anything. He's not going to be a collegiate athlete or professional athlete, and still my stomach's in knots. And there are times when I don't want to look. He was doing the I can't look. That's your kid who already is one of the best quarterbacks of all time, a surefire Hall of Famer, and I don't know how much he actually fears for his health and safety, but some of that stuff, he's still, as a dad, he still couldn't watch. He was still overwhelmed by nerves and couldn't watch.
Yeah. And how he's watched a lifetime. He spent a lifetime with the two of them.
Exactly.
Every level of football.
At some point, had compartmentalized it now.
You would, yeah. You'd come to grips with it and just
never.
Hey, geez, okay, you know, we're good now.
I saw that and I said, wow, yep. It never gets any easier.
No.
It never does.
Apparently not, because I thought the same thing. I thought, after all this time, you're still a bundle of nervous energy that can't even look. After all these years, all these games, for two of them.
You know, and the thing is, you know I'm the least superstitious person in the world. And I don't believe in any of it, but I, for whatever reason, if things are going well in a game and I'm somewhere where my kid's playing, I won't move. I'll stand there just because it's the only aspect of my life that involves any sort of primitive, stupid, ridiculous superstition, and that tells you how crazy I am. It's meaningless. It's purely recreational. I don't need any scholarships. But it's something in the moment there. That it just because you can't control it, and you just want it to go well.
I know.
And then even when it's horrible, he didn't care. And I'm kind of down. He's like, okay, what's for dinner? Like, oh, all right.
I've got to sort of do it all over again as long as I can last with this because I'm sort of doing it. I'm in better control when it's this time when it's the grandkids. Better about it all. I'm just better right now.
Right.
But it's not to. You know, with each level you go up, it gets,
But you also, you're going to have some situations where they're much more serious athletes, too,
because of
their size.
I'm sure of it, yeah.
And you already know you had one college baseball player in there. It's very likely the bloodlines are there to suggest that there's a lot more at stake.
Yeah, I think there will be. I think there will be at a couple sports, so we'll see. I mean, I'm good now. I'm holding. I'm in a holding pattern. But I'm my eyes are watching everything that's going on with this team. I'm watching this team play and thinking, God, and 5 more years of these kids together, keep this group together, they're all in the same high school.
They'll never stay together because coaches will come in and pluck them away.
Well, you could pluck some of them away, but some of you won't. I mean, you look at this and you say, what's this going to look like in, say, 5 years on a high school court?
Well,
you put these kids together, and they're all going to grow.
Let me see the moms and dads before I answer that.
Well, some of them are, and I mean they're pretty good. You know what it is? It's an understanding of the game. They get it. They get the whole game already. At least the ones I see, the others.
They start playing off each other. You know what it's like? It's like one of these European national teams.
They do
where they've been going to the academies and playing together semi-professionally since they're 10 and 11.
Pretty good.
And then by the time they get to the World Championships, they could pass it to each other in their sleep.
Yeah, they get beat once in a while, but it's like I'm just watching them the other day, just thinking about that next couple levels up from this. And the athletic ability these kids have, and the understanding they have of the game, I'm just thinking, holy crap. I mean, they're going to have the size. There's no doubt they'll have the size. The rest of it, hard to tell who you play and what you do. But, I mean, they'll have the size. They're in that area and understanding the game. They get it already.
Coming up next, the people you will hear during transition, Joe Ostrowski and Barry Rosner.
I see Barry wandering around. I did not see Joe.
Joe usually sits back in the...
Okay, because Barry's wandering around looking for friends.
Good luck. You have the score.
Sports Radio 670, The Score is your official home for every NFL playoff game through Super Bowl 50, a production of Westwood One.
Illinois' largest RV dealer, Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 22nd through the 24th. New 2015s, 16s, and pre-owned RVs are all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. See over 30 brands from Keystone, Coachmen, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes, all at RV show prices without going to the shows. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Did live in your basement? If you answered yes to any of these questions, listen up. David's got a special offer to help you understand and enhance your credit scores. Everyone selected will have their credit pulled for free, and will work with a professional loan officer on David's team who will give you advice to enhance your scores. To register, go to perldavid.com, perldavid.com. The special offer ends January 22nd, so go to perldavid.com now and register. David's helped thousands of score listeners. He'll help all those selected enhance their credit for free, but you need to go to perldavid.com to register. To learn about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license C4358, NMLS 19186.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com. If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Thursday, CBS presents a new comedy.
We have not been formally introduced. I'm your guardian angel.
About heavenly guidance.
I will get a restraining order. My uncle's a lawyer.
Your uncle's a dentist.
Why do you know everything?
And heavy drinking.
Cream de menthe.
It's 2 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Wow, it's Tuesday already.
Emmy winner Jane Lynch stars.
I am going back inside.
I'm not following you, but I gotta go to the bathroom. I got a nuclear situation here, and it ain't a drill.
Angel from Hell. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home versus Rockford Saturday, January 30th at 7, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. At 546 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we have a special treat tonight.
We can't imagine what that is.
Well, I guess
you're here. Joe's here. I mean, for the love of God, usually we just look at it law home.
Oh, that's special.
We got the both of you. Very special.
This is Joe Ostrowski and Barry Rosner. Hello.
Hello, guys. Boys.
Hi. I just saw this cross. Terry, this is your guy. Mm-hmm. It's been a bad run in music lately. David Bowie died and Glenn Frey died. Now it says singer Don McLean was just arrested on a misdemeanor domestic violence charge today in Maine.
I'd have bet he was already dead anyway.
I would have too.
Don McLean.
No idea. Transported to Knox County Jail in Rockland, Maine, and was later released on bail.
American Pie, okay. Terry, what else?
Starry Night.
Yeah, Starry Night, and that's about it. That's right there. That's one of the best ever, and it was listed as one of the best ever, despite what this asswipe says.
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you have before. You've said this before.
I think it's okay.
Penis. You don't like when commercials have used it because it's too easy, right? Did you
American Pie or Starry Night?
American Pie. Is there a Super Bowl commercial this past year that used it?
I don't know. I'm not a fan. I'm not a huge fan. It's fine, I guess.
I don't know.
It reminds me of my childhood, and that was miserable. So I think
no, it wasn't. Why were you miserable? You were not miserable as a child.
Oh, yeah, well, he was sent away to hockey camp, and you know.
Sent away with Red Motlow.
It was Notre Dame hockey camp.
of all places. Notre Dame.
2 weeks away.
Two weeks away at Notre Dame hockey camp.
Staying in the dorms.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think he's miserable?
No, actually,
I don't know. That doesn't sound miserable.
I was miserable because they made us run the stadium steps every day, the football stadium steps. And by the end of camp, by the end of the 2 weeks, you had to be able to do the entire stadium. No one ever thought to ask, what could they do to us if we never finished running the whole thing?
Right, because you leave.
Right,
you
we go just home. Go home. What are they going to do?
They probably do so. They find you. They chase you.
Your house.
And the secret police there.
Joe, that's absolutely what they were doing.
The Notre Dame campus police have a wide reach. They have a wide bailiwick. Now, did you know Johnny Bach at all?
Yes, I did. Sure, I did. And in fact, we're going to have Jim Stack in studio.
Oh, good get. That's a good get.
Yeah, he'll be in studio sometime in the first hour, in the 6 o'clock hour. And of course, he was Jerry Krause's assistant all of those years, mm-hmm. all of the title years.
Tell him I say hello, please.
You might see him. If he gets here by 6, you can see him.
Well, and his sister, Karen, is still working for the Bulls, right?
Sure, yeah. Yes. She's been the general manager's assistant or president's assistant for a really long time, mm-hmm. going back to... What, 86, 87, mm-hmm.
My days,
like
our days. Yeah. Your days are still there. You're still a working guy. I'm not working
And Jim Stack joined, I believe, in 88 or 89, something like that. But,
That's really good.
Yeah, we'll talk to him about Johnny Bach and Tex Winter. After we pay proper tribute, maybe we can even get some stories out of him. We've been friends for a long time, and I've been trying to get that book out of him for many years, and it remains to be seen whether he's ever going to write that book.
But even the Johnny Bach stories alone. I don't know if you heard Jerry Krause with us today, but Jerry made reference to a guy who lived life and loved living life, and I got a laugh out of Jerry when I said it's a good thing that he could do what he did at a time when
everybody
had a camera all the time and an immediate ability to post it to the world because
that applies to a lot of us, not to the Johnny Bach levels
easy,
but that applies
there's
a lot of us who would not be employed if
might be dead.
Johnny was a piece of work, I'll tell you that. He knew his basketball, but he knew other things he liked more.
There are several emailers and even some friends of mine have sent it. Oh, by the way, I feel comfortable saying now that Johnny Bach, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just nodding along saying,
there's a million.
Yep, that one, know that, didn't know that. But then I believe that. I believe all of it. So that was good for him. Good for you. 91.
That's what I say.
You want to be that guy? Make it all the way to 91. You take that. You sign up for that today, right?
Not just 91, but the way he lived in 91.
That's what I mean.
I mean, those
that
were,
life in 91?
Those were some hard decades. Those are some hard decades he lived.
So to speak.
Now, that's it. Yeah, I'd sign up for that. Plus, since 73.
Some very hard decades.
Plus, since 73, you know, the age of 73. Terry, I don't know if you know my rule, but if you live to see the age of 73, you no longer have to wear pants. That's my rule.
And Johnny lived up to that.
Yeah, I got a ways to go.
He started long before 73.
I don't wear them now, so I mean, is that, am I too soon?
He made sure that he spent plenty of time that way.
Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home versus Rockford Saturday, January 30th at 7, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Some quick thank yous before we turn it over to Barry and Joe.
We thank Jerry Krause for joining us.
We got crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
To find a league near you, visit NFLflag.com.
All right, Phil, we start the fourth quarter here.
We don't know.
That was the best. That was the best thing I've heard from Phil Sims in years.
Yep. Hello there. Whoa. That's Jim Tomsula.
Hey, by the way, good news. I don't know if you heard. Greg Norman fired. Boy, did that make my day.
Well, when you had that guy, say he was speechless or unable to comment on
you're
a player.
You're the all-time choke artist in a major, and you're speechless?
Yeah, I'm speechless. Well, then you're fired.
Always. That's what you're here for, to tell us what Dustin Johnson is thinking or not thinking at this point.
And then we have the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
By the way, I don't like this mic. This mic is terrible. Stupid mic keeps popping. Do you hear that, George? Don't pay him. You know, I believe in paying, but when somebody does a bad job like this stupid mic, you shouldn't pay the bastard. Terrible.
Put my mic on!
We thank you for listening, calling, emailing.
Was that Gilbert Godfrey? Who was that?
Is it Mike Francesa bit where they won't turn his mic on? Oh, that's great.
Emailing, all the stuff you do.
Okay, all right. We will do it all over again tomorrow. He's lost count of where he's at. You forgot. Sit!
No, I didn't. Put my mic on!
I will. Shut up. Bite me. All right, everybody have a great night. Barry and Joe coming your way. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Cooper answer was outstanding.
Thank you. Coming from you, that means a lot, obviously.
Put my mic on!
Stop turning it off, please! Gosh. Sorry about that, folks. Every time I go to talk, my mic is off.
That's usually in a talk back to the producer.
Louder. You just saw real radio, folks. Exactly. Louder than that, usually, okay?
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
Moe and Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boars and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5, talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Moe and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
Bring in the new year with a new Chevy. Right now, cash in on Sunrise Chevrolet's New Year Sign and Drive deal. Get the all-new 2016 Chevy Cruze Limited LT for just $179 a month for 24 months with zero due at signing. Start your new year right at Sunrise Chevrolet. Right car, right price, right place. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. SunriseChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
24-month lease for qualified buyers with approved credit. $0 due at signing for current GM SAC dealer for details. Offer expires 2/1/16.
I like things easy peasy, so when I need a few things, I go to Walgreens. Because schlepping my way through the grocery store when all I want is milk isn't my idea of a good time. Good thing Walgreens is just around the corner, so I can pop in for essentials like milk, paper towels, and toothpaste. Easiest errand ever. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, find great deals on Special K cereal and snack bars for $4.49 each. And McCafe coffee at $6.99 each.
It's refund season, America. And this year, Block will get you your maximum refund plus a chance to win $1,000. 1,000 people win $1,000 every day at Block. That's $1 million a day. But it's only here for a limited time. So what are you waiting for? Come into Block and get your money. And maybe $1,000, too. It's refund season.
No purchase necessary. For rules and alternate method of entry, visit hrblock.com/grant. Open to legal U.S. residents age 18 plus. Enter January 4th through February 15th. 32,000 total winners. Void where prohibited. Not everyone gets a refund.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS.